Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I thought y'all be going home by now. Y'all. Well, for those of you that come from the nice church that don't get all this loud, allow me to translate what she just said. Late in the midnight hour.
Bless you. I am so glad that you tuned in. This is Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick. And I thank God for what he's put in my spirit. Listen, call a friend and let them know that I'm going to be talking about how to pray and believe without doubt. Do you not know that it is so important that we understand prayer? Paul and Silas, they were in jail, and they prayed, and they sang praises to God, and there was an earthquake, and those men of God was able to walk free. But before they did that, they prayed for those that had them in prison, and there was a revival in the jails. I'm telling you, I understand this. I know what it is to go to jail for preaching the gospel and seeing people saved. I want you to understand that this broadcast is dedicated to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit guides. God's people are going to learn the power of prayer. We're going to be talking about what is prayer, how do we pray, and you will learn if you're praying the wrong way. Yes, it is possible to pray wrong as well as pray right. I'm going to give you that. Stay with me. Call a friend and tell them to call in. The number to call is 347-539-5173. Already I can feel his presence. My Queen Katrina will be with me later on in the broadcast, and I need you all that are in covenant partnership with us to pray, because I believe that the Lord has a special anointing for tonight. I can't get off of this because the Holy Spirit has let my spirit know that prayer is not only the key to the kingdom, and not only does faith unlock the door, prayer should be to the believer like blood is to the body. Prayer must flow. Yes, prayer must flow. It must not go on and off. It must be a continual presence of the Lord in our mouths, in our minds. It's an activation of angels. Yes, prayer activates angels over your life. Call a friend. Tell them they need to come on tonight and listen. If you have prayer, If there's something in your physical body that's out of order, I dare you to try and call and see, won't God heal you? My good friend, the Holy Spirit is here to bless you. 347-539-5173. Hallelujah. There's a woman, I see a name called Bernice. Bernice. Call in. I don't know what city. You may be in a foreign country, but your name is Bernice. Call in. Praise God. I see the letter G. There's also in your name. Bernice, call a friend. Tell them 347-539-5173. I will be right back. We walk by faith.
I'm Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. I want you to know that today many people are struggling with prayer. They're struggling trying to understand it. And after all of these thousands and thousands of years, the number one thing that is less understood that everybody does or claims to do is pray. You know, Luke 18:1 says, men ought to always pray and not faint. There are so many scriptures on prayer, but yet we must understand, just as Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew 6 to pray, there are just as many hindrances to prayer as prayer itself. In other words, as we pray, somebody has to let us know by the power of the Holy Spirit of the things that most people, if not careful, would reject. There are blockages in the spirit realm. Don't you know that the enemy knows the power of prayer and will do anything to stop us from praying? Now, to some, in some religious sect, have caused prayer to become nothing more than a ritualistic event. But prayer must be according to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost by Christ Jesus. And as we pray, in order to have that anointing that will give us the breakthrough that we want. And what the enemy will do, he will cause us to look at our issues. Even though we pray, he will cause us to pay more attention to our circumstances and issues. And I'm telling you that today, I want to go right now to the book of James, and we're going to deal with what prayer is and how we can effectively pray. And the book of James, I was reading here, and I want to share this with you. James began to speak. If you go to James, the first chapter, go in your word, and you that have been listening for any amount of time, you know that I'm going to go to the word of God, because the word of God is that which gives us the authority. It gives us the authority in our prayers that will give activation in the spirit realm. You see, because the word declares the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. And St. John 4, in some translations, I believe the King James Version, it says God is a spirit. But there's correction that must take place. God is not a spirit. God is spirit. Spirit comes from God. So God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. Bless God, my sister and my brother. Today is your day of divine intervention. And let's look at James 1, mark it in your Bible. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. I'm going to go to chapter 1 of the book of James, or the letter of James, and it records this, first chapter beginning at the first verse. It reads, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad among the Gentiles. Greetings, rejoice. Verse 2, consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. It's very important that we understand this when we are dealing with prayer. Listen, prayer is going to be attacked. And it's going to be attacked by various temptations, all types of trials. Why? Because the enemy of our souls has set up in his kingdom of darkness. He has set up principalities and rulers of darkness. Now watch this. So that when we open our mouths to pray, you can believe, and I'm going to say this, and I want you to hear it, how I'm saying it. Before your prayers will hit heaven, it will go through hell. You said, what? Watch this now. Do you remember Daniel when he set himself to pray? And he was praying a very governmental prayer, dealing with the deliverance of his people. Don't you know the angel, when the angel came to Daniel, the angel said this: from the first day that you set your heart to chastise yourself, to humble your spirit, I heard you from the first day. There you have it. You have, and read the book of Daniel, you have an angel who admitted to this man of God that from the first day that you prayed, I heard you. Heaven heard you. God heard you. The angels heard you. But he said, I was in spiritual warfare with some princes of Persia. Don't you know, over every city, over every country, over every village, there are assigned demonic angels to stop the prayers. Satan is afraid of prayers more than he is afraid of anything, because he knows that prayer is the very thing that God has designed to disrupt and destroy Satan's plans against the nations, against God's people. Hear this, and hear this real good. Prayer is the only weapon that we have as believers that will cause the heavens to open, the windows of heaven, and it will cause the angels of God to fight on our behalf. This angel admitted to Daniel, I heard you from the first day. Somebody said to me, Roderick, are you saying that the moment that I prayed, I don't care if you're 50, you're 40, or 20, or 12, the moment that you prayed ever, God heard that prayer, even when you were a child, up until now? As a matter of fact, he heard what you haven't prayed yet. And we're going to go there later, but that's why when Jesus taught prayer, he said, don't do like the religious people of his day. Some of us are praying the same prayers over and over again without understanding the principles of prayer. We're going to get into that tonight. Now let's look at James. I'm in the third verse of the Amplified Bible, the letter of James, verse 3. Be assured and understand that the trial and provoking of your faith, the trial and proving of your faith, brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Let me read that again. Be assured, know this, and understand this, that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. You know, in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, the verse 20 says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And I'm trying to get the people of God, and many are being delivered. They're saying, thank you for laboring with us. And I appreciate that, but give God all the glory. 2 Chronicles, listen, 20 and 20, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. See, when you believe God, you get established that you believe God. Hear this. Then it says, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Let me explain to you what that means. It says those who believe his prophets will be steadfast. unmovable. Keep on believing God's prophets. You will prosper. You can take that verse and go to Joshua 1 and 8, which tells us that the word, this book of the law, shall not depart out of our mouths, but we will meditate therein day and night, observe to do all that is written in it. And then it declares that we will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. Amos 3 and 7, the Lord does nothing except he does it and reveals it to his prophets. So we must understand that that is not a title, that is an anointing. And when you believe who God has sent to you, then what happens, you get connected with someone that has that covenant anointing. In other words, someone with love, someone that has the spirit of love, which is the spirit of God. And then what happens is you come into agreement. There are pastors who's coming into agreement. There are apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers who are coming into agreement. And this agreement brings prayers. I don't care what you say. Every spiritual leader, you want yourself and the congregation that you are overseer over, you want prayers to come to pass. It doesn't take 50 years. You want to see results of prayers. Let's get into it. Verse 4 of James 1, watch this. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a work or do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That the moment you pray, trials and tests are going to come to cause what? To cause endurance. Endurance. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer is designed like weights. If you're on a football team, you lift weights. Why? So that you can build a resistance, so that you can build endurance, steadfastness, so that when you run, you won't be weary. So they have the weights that will bring a resistance. And when you push against resistance, it causes your muscles to build. That's what prayer is for. So what prayer does, it builds up a situation or circumstances that will prove your faith. Anything that's not worth proving is not worth anything at all. Come on, people of God. If what you have cannot pass the test of being proven, it's not worth having. Look what God says. He says, prove me. God wants us to prove him. So what he has designed is an avenue, a way of communication. You know, we're living in a communication age. We're living in what we call a highway, superhighway of information. Anything that's in the natural is an illustration of something in the spirit. I mean, media is one of the most powerful things that we have by way of communication. It used to be in the Bible days, people have to walk for miles. They would have to travel by sea. But as time goes on, I believe God allows certain technologies for his glory. Now, everybody don't like Facebook, but I'm turning Facebook into God's book. Listen, anything that the devil can use, I could use it for the glory of God. So we can take technology and use it for God's glory. Now look at verse 5. I'm in James 1 in the Amplified Bible. Listen to this verse 5. Very important to believing prayer. Verse 5, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, or if anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of the giving God who gives. You see that? God is a giving God. That's what he's about. He's all about giving. You see, because God is love. Love gives. If you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage, the man and the woman, and you know, somebody said to me once, I believe in 50-50. I said, nah, that's only half. You're both only giving half. I bind that spirit. I teach 100-100. I don't want to give my queen a half. Love her 100%. Love God with all my mind, soul, heart, and strength. You can't love God without loving somebody on earth. And charity begins at home. And marriage is a covenant. So why cheat God? Listen, 100-100. You husbands and you wives, don't believe that 50-50. So it is with prayer. So it is with prayer. So if anyone lacks wisdom, ask the giving God. Say that. God is a giving God. Watch this. He gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. God doesn't go around trying to find fault in us. That's people. God is not a fault-finding God. I want you to believe that. God is not mad at you. He's not angry with you. He doesn't want you to feel guilty. Being guilty is not repenting. The word repenting means to change your mind. So God is not mad at you. That's the first thing you have to understand. God is not looking for folks to put in hell. God is a God of love. So prayer is designed to establish a relationship between God. And God has designed prayer to where you're going to have to prove that you are seeking God. And it only takes a second when you fall in line with understanding God. You say, help me understand God. Well, go in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. And look at, and I keep James. I'm going back to James, and I'm going to other verses. But please have your pencil and paper ready so you could take notes. And you can also go into the archives and hear the message again. Bless God from heaven. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 25 and verse 2. Now, this is a powerful, powerful verse. Now, listen to what it says. It says it is, verse 2 of Proverbs 25, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. But the honor of kings is to search out a matter. That's Proverbs 25 and 2. Let me say something to you that are in this school of prayer. Understand this tonight, that God's nature is not to keep things from us, but it is his glory to conceal something. When something is concealed, it's like you go get your favorite pop, 7-Up or some other kind of whatever you want to eat. You're going to get it in a container. Praise God. Now, if you want it, then you're going to have to open it up. It's concealed to keep fresh. Come on. It's concealed so it won't become contaminated. And that's the way God, listen, oh, I love it. He has your miracle. He has your blessing, but he loves you enough not to let it rot. So what God does, he conceals it. And then that same verse of Proverbs 25 and 2, it declares that God, he is a God that conceals a thing. It's the glory of God to conceal it, and it is the honor of kings. Then the word tells us that Jesus is King of Kings. Who do you think that other king is? Us. He's Lord of Lords. Who do you think that other Lord is? Us. So it is our royalty. It is our royal privilege to seek God. He's not concealing it to hide from you. He's concealing it so that you would understand that he that comes to God, you must believe that he is. You don't do that when you just get saved. You don't come to God and believe that he is when you just come and give your life to God. But he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, prayer produces diligence, steadfastness, a non-moving faith that no one can shake. This is what prayer does. And before people can get to understand this prayer, many get discouraged because they want God to spoil them. They want God to answer them as soon as they speak. Well, I'm telling you, he does. But if you develop no endurance, then you're going to get your blessing and you're going to run away. You're going to forget about praying. Those who continue to ask, it does not mean continue to ask the same thing over and over. And I'm going to show you that. Praise God. Now look at verse 6, James 1 and 6. Only it must be in faith. See, your asking must be in faith. That he asks with no wavering. What do you mean, no wavering? No hesitation, no doubting, no fear. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like a billowing surge out of the sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. In other words, when you pray and you doubt and you hesitate and you're full of anxiety and fear, you're like just being tossed to and fro. It's like wavering. It's like a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all his ways. So when you hesitate and you doubt, you're not going to receive anything. Now, when a person is full of doubt, spiritual insecurity, not knowing, then you done wiped out the essence of prayer. Listen, I'll say it again. God is a giving God. Say it to yourself. God, you are a giving God. So a giving God, how would you like if somebody that you've shown love to, and all of a sudden they just hesitate to believe you love them? I mean, you sacrifice your life for them. Come on. And you just put yourself on a back burner for them, and then they still don't believe you love them. After a while, you're not going to want to give that person anything. Praise God. So we must understand. That's why people keep repenting over and over. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for my sins. That's the spirit of shame and spirit of guilt. God does not respond to that. Remember Judas that betrayed Jesus? The word says that he sought repentance with many tears. You know, as I look into this computer, it's like God shows me faces. And I can see as I'm talking to you, I can feel the hearts of people by the thousands and even the millions. I can see people in tears because, see, God wants people to love him to such a point until we understand that he is a big God that owns everything. He looked around and tried to find somebody that he could see that was higher than him. And God said, there's nobody higher than me. I am God. And all of his infinite wisdom and all of his love and all of his ways, he yet wants to give. But don't let it be that your heart becomes hardened because God didn't do it the way you think he ought to do it. Wait a minute. He's God. He made us. I think we should learn his principles because I've seen it. I've seen it work. I've seen things happen today as a result of standing on the word of God. Today, every day. See, you can't look at God when it comes just to materialism. You can't look at God. You got to let God know, I want of your spirit. I want you. I want you. Praise God. If you have God, you have everything. That's why he said, seek me. 2 Chronicles 7:14, he says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face. He said, I'll hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land. Isn't that a powerful God? He said, listen, but I want to be first. Wouldn't you want to be first? Bless God, if you made the planets, and you made the stars, and you made the seven seas, and you made every living creature that walks on four legs, those that walk on two legs, you made the eagle, you made the great bear, you made the mountains, you made everything, and then you turn around and made humans. You made every insect. You made every molecule. Wouldn't you want to be first in the life of that which you created? Well, let's understand God. You know, I became carnal with a person one time because they really needed it. They were trying to understand God. It looked like they just wouldn't get it. They had foolish questions, and I finally looked at them, and I said, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something carnal, and I hope you hear it. And you that are listening to me, just catch this. I said, young man, God's conceited. He said, what? I said, you know how you are conceited? You think every woman likes you? You think every girl is, you think you're a gift to every woman? He said, well, you know. I said, now, you're being conceited, and you don't own anything. God owns everything, anything you could think of, and what you can't think of, God owns it. He's conceited. What do you mean? I said, he's going to be first. He refused to be last. Now, what man would love a woman and want to be last? Must be retarded or something. There ain't no man and any woman that want to be second. There's no husband that want to be second to his wife. There's no wife that want to be second to her husband. And you shouldn't be. I applaud you in the name of Jesus. I can feel you. Praise God. Listen, stay with me. 347-539-5173. I'm travailing until Christ be formed in you. This is Prophecy Alive. Call your friends. Tell them it's getting ready to get hot in here. We're talking about faith and believing. You have any questions, feel free to call 347-539-5173. I'll be right back.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, let Junior go. Real soon, the day is set. Come to me. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, you got the, have the x-rays already taken place? Really? Okay, say good news. We'll come to them.
Love Talk Radio.
I received my confirmation.
Hallelujah.
It says September, it was written September the 10th.
Prophesized
on me 8/8/2010. Dear Quinetta Harris, we received the results of your blood work, which show that your kidneys and your calcium level. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Love Talk Radio.
Praise the name God for He's been God. Like Apostle, he was praying. He was like, it was a healing servant. And he was like, some woman's ovaries are being healed right now.
What he said?
For about like 6 months, and the doctor was like, you got cancer. And they was like, just lose weight. I've been losing weight. It's still working. But when he spoke that word,
come on.
Just praise and thank God for being God all by himself.
Yeah.
He has opened up our eyes. Even my husband last year. I ain't fasting. Who? But look at him.
Love Talk Radio.
I sense very strongly that there are those that are listening to me that right now, yes, you're facing losing everything you have. But I want you to understand something. This is because of your faith and your prayers. And now you are being tested. Yeah. You're being tried, not tempted. But God has given you some endurance. You don't get endurance from having it all. Listen closely. You get endurance on your way to having it all. My God, somebody going to catch that. Somebody done just spoken tongues in the privacy of your own car or your home. I said that many of you are facing losing it all. So you think. But it is because of your believing God that has caused you to be in this position. And I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, listen closely, by the Spirit of God, this thing that has come before you is only there simply because you've prayed, you've trusted, and you believe God. And see, the enemy, on one hand, he wants you to be anxious. But God doesn't need that. God doesn't need us to be anxious. The word says be anxious for nothing. But I'm telling you, God is building. He's building you. He's building up your spiritual endurance, your steadfastness, an unshakable spiritual will and tenacity and your faith. You're right at the Red Sea. Listen to this now. It's like liquid fire in this studio. I feel in my presence the presence of the Lord. You're right there at your own personal Red Sea. And you have received the mantle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that mantle, you can do like Elisha. After receiving the mantle of Elijah, he went across Jordan. And he took the mantle and he swiped it. He hit the sea. And it opened. You can cross the river now by faith. Whatever you need is already supplied. Don't worry, don't fear, don't fret. Listen, cry if you must about your children, your grandchildren. You don't know what is to become of them. But let's agree in covenant that it is written that your household and your children's children, children's children will be saved, even afar off. I decree right now that salvation would begin to be to flow like a flowing river, the presence of God. Save our children. Save our grandchildren. Oh God, save our loved ones. I'm going to get back into this prayer, but I feel an anointing to pray. To pray. Father God, now I bless you. Bless you for your presence. Bless you for who you are. Yes. It's in your presence. It's in your presence, God, that we sense your healing. We sense the miracle. I sense a shifting. You prayed, you asked God, and you believe God. I want you to take a break from asking God that same thing over and over, and I want you to get into a praise. I want you to get into a thanksgiving. I want you to get into a hallelujah. I want you to get into a worship. Those prayers are being answered right now. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? The presence of God is coming upon you. Why don't you just take a break from worrying and ask God to fill you the more with the Holy Ghost. Just take a break in worship. Know in your spirit that it's okay. God have heard you. You're not going to lose the house. Your money will continue to flow. Your blessings going in and out. You'll never go without. Just believe that and worship him. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, I want to get closer to you. I want to restore my fellowship with you. I need you, God, more than things. thy kingdom, your kingdom come, and your will be done in me, in earth, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh. Glory. Glory for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Shift. Shift. I have a 757 number. I'm going to bring this caller in. God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you.
I had to press the number one because when you were praying and you were speaking, it seemed like you were speaking to me because I was told 2 weeks ago, my landlord told me that the house that I'm living in is going to be foreclosed on. And actually, it's going to be auctioned off tomorrow. And I've been praying, and he's been trying to talk to different people, I guess, to try to save the house. And
yes.
Nobody has been able to do anything to help him. And I'm like, God, I said, I've been in this house for 3 years. I have my two daughters here. I have my two grandkids here. That's how I knew you were speaking to me.
My God.
And I'm like, I lost my job 3 weeks ago, got fired from my job. And I'm like, God, what am I going to do? I said, I've been living in faith the whole time I've been here. You know, God has been paying the bills. He's been paying the rent. And I'm like, okay, God, now this. And I just had to say something because I knew that you were speaking to me because that's exactly what I'm going through. That's what I've been, you know, standing and believing God for, favor, a miracle as far as my landlord being able to keep the house. And it's just amazing how you spoke that tonight.
I want to say to you, what's your first name?
Chantal.
Chantal. I want to say that I, first of all, thank God for you stepping out by faith, and you're sensitive enough to hear the voice of God, not my voice, but his voice. And I'm sitting here, and this feels like the fire of God, and I'm looking at the Word. Do you have your Bible with you?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to take my time with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Get your Bible and go to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to follow this. If you're having this same issue, you're going to catch an overflow.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. Okay, Isaiah 55 and verse 11, I'm going to read this. As a matter of fact, I want you to read it, okay?
Okay.
Start at verse 11 of Isaiah 55.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
So shall my words be that going forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it.
Now, I want you to understand that this verse is your seed. This is in your mouth, like the stone. This is a personal word for you. This verse is in your mouth like the stone in David's hand when he was facing the champion of the Philistines.
Mm.
So today I prophesy to you, my dear sister, that this verse is a stone in your mouth. And when you read this, you're going to do, I'm in Amplified Bible. I'm going to read it as though I have written it. So shall Roderick's word be that goes forth out of Roderick's mouth. It shall not return to me, Roderick, void. It will not return without producing any effect. It will not return useless. But it shall accomplish that which Roderick pleases and purpose, and it shall prosper in the things that I sent it. God is saying for you to begin to praise God for the word of God in your mouth. You use this verse, and we come into agreement that your miracle has started now. Now, with the knowledge and revelation that you have received, I decree the anointing of God fall on you and falling on your mouth. And that God, it is written that God told Moses, I made you a god to Pharaoh. That's a little g. That's what God said to Moses. And you are a god, a little g, a god to debt. You are a god to foreclosures. You are a god to this issue. And the word that you sent out, you commanded it. You gave a command. So in the beginning was the what? Word.
The word. Mm-hmm.
And the word was what? With God. And the word was what? It was God. So are you understanding this?
Yes.
This is your kingdom authority. You will no longer live by earth's economy. I decree you in God's economy. You are living by a whole different system.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, I feel the anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen. This is sure. It's like your mother, your family. This anointing on your life is going to spill over.
Jesus.
My God, it's going to spill over. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. I feel it. Oh, God. Give me a minute here because God is showing me something. Glory to God. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is a overdue miracle that's hanging in midair for your family, for you. This been years. I'm looking at the number of 20 years. God, glory. But God is, for some reason, he prompted you to call in because he's allowed me to see things. My God. And as you have literally been put in a position, and there were times in your life that you ran. You might not ran physically, but in your heart, there's a lot of stuff you just said, I'm not going to put up with, I'm doing away with. Praise God. But God is saying he's giving you your life back. He's giving you your mind back. He's giving you your children back. He's giving you your family back. God is restoring not only your job, I decree upon your life ownership. Oh, God, titles and deeds. God, my God, I decree over your life that God's going to make you a champion of faith.
Thank you, God.
He's giving you relationship back, covenant.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel God for you. I can tell. Yes. Your life has just begun. It's just begun. Yes, it has. I'll be able to talk to you. We're going to give you my email because I see some things that I, you know, as a seer, I don't say everything.
Mm-hmm.
But God's fixing it. You hear me? He's fixing it. He's fixing it. What's in your spirit now? Because I feel God right now. I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to make sure that we communicate after the broadcast and give you an email. You got a pencil right there, paper.
Let me get one.
Hallelujah. You that are listening to this, don't be afraid, because I saw mortgages paid. I saw supernaturally people were getting, listen, I see a bunch of deeds to property just flying in the air. And you sitting there in your home, you're listening to me, reach up and grab one. Ooh, follow the prophet. I promise you, you'll prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets and you will prosper, especially the one that's not trying to prosper financially from your lack of faith.
Yes.
Praise God. Reach up right now in your house where you are and grab one of those deeds. Do as I say. Grab it. Glory to God. You got a pencil and paper?
Yes, I do.
R-O Network. That stands for Roderick Owensby. RONetwork.com.
Okay.
Wait a minute. RONetwork@live.com. There it is. I'm caught up in this thing. RONetwork@live.com. Praise God. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to do something that I'm just going to do it because I must tell you some things that I see. Write down 317.
Okay.
847-4126. I'm asking God to bless your household. Father, mother, children, ask God to bless your household. Hallelujah. What are you feeling in your spirit?
I feel a release.
That's it. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, that's it.
I feel the miracle. I feel like God is going to work something out, and it's going to be a miracle.
You know, I heard a word that I didn't even tell you that you tapped in. I heard divine release. And I didn't say anything to you. And if two would touch and agree, isn't that the word of God?
Yes.
And we agree for your real estate. See, I don't just see a house. Glory, glory. I see a real estate. I see you being put in a position. I want you to write down 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. I need you to read that whole chapter. Bless God. I see God putting you in a position where you're going to save houses for other folk. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
I even see a grant being given. Huh? I even see your fingers, your hands. I see your hands working. And as your hands and fingers are working in your hands, God is putting money in your hands supernaturally. I bless you. I bless your household. God told me I can bless. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Did I tell you right something? You got 1 Kings 17?
Yes, I do.
I need you to become a partner with me. Doesn't cost a dime. I just need you to add your faith, because God told me to establish an army of praying people, and
okay,
that he's going to use this army to bring deliverance. And God told me if I be faithful to what he told me, if I just simply sow the seed, God will work everything else out. Praise God. I thank
God
for you.
I will partner with you.
Thank you so much. And that email, get in touch with me. And I gave you the number to reach pretty soon. My queen, Katrina, will be on. She's an anointed woman of God. But I want you to stay with me for a moment, okay? Praise God. As a matter of fact, stay right here. Don't hang up. Praise God. Let me see here. Hold on. Praise God. Is this my queen, Katrina?
Oh, yes, it is, honey. Sitting here. Oh, God, thanking God for what he's doing. The move of the Holy Spirit is so powerful and it's so precious. I thank God for what he's doing and how he's using you. So today I thank God for his love.
You already know my saying is it's not a me thing, it's a we thing, it's us,
oh, yeah.
And I love you so much, baby. Now, we still have this. Did you hear this precious sister called in and heard the word? Is there anything you want to say to this precious woman of God?
We thank God first and foremost for you joining in prayer. That's the best thing that we can all do is join in prayer. We thank God for your miracles, the household miracles, the mortgages and the deeds. I mean, God set you up for such a time as this, you know. We thank God for him loving you that much that he'll just open up this situation and then be a blessing to you just to take you from a place of worldly economy into his love and his economy. Oh, God, I was just basking in everything, and I hear spoils. Hallelujah. I hear the spoils. I was looking over my notes, and I looked down, and I saw the word spoils.
Wow.
When the prophets and the kings went into war, they brought back the spoils of war. And you've been in war. Mm. You've been in a situation that was not your own.
Right.
But out of it, you will bring forth the spoils of war. And we thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Honey, that's anointed. That's anointed.
Bless God.
Anything else, baby, on your heart?
Oh, I just thank God. I mean, I thank God for his word. I mean, everything that is going forth. I want to go back to when the presence of God came for worship.
Mm.
I was here, and the Holy Spirit fell upon me. So, and I thank God for the word that was spoken. It said, don't ask him for anything that you've been asking him for, but thank him for it because we've already received it. And he's put us in a place that if we worship him, everything is already given to us because he inhabits those that praise him.
Yes.
And if we walk in him and he abides in us and walk in us, we have everything that goes along with God.
Yes.
I'm so caught up in the presence of his spirit because right now the presence of the Lord is so, I sense him so peaceful right now.
Yes.
And I even sense a fire because my body, my hands, my arms, they're burning. Hallelujah to Jesus. My arms and my hands are like they're on fire.
Mm.
And Father, even now, as you stretch forth your hand, I stretch forth my hand, Lord, to your people.
Yes,
and I say, do the work that you have called your servants to do. Manifest that thing that our hearts just burn to do the work of God. Lord, right now we receive every equipment, everything that you have given us to go forth and do this work. We thank you. Sister Chantel, it's a blessing to even talk to you over the air.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. And it's something with the children that are in your house. God's going to really touch them because they've seen faith. They've seen faith. They didn't understand faith, but they're going to see some things come about from their misunderstanding of your standing. The misunderstanding of your standing. They're going to see God, and they're going to learn faith. They're going to see what your standing was all about. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I feel the presence of God in your words, honey. I feel it is so strong.
Hallelujah.
There are a lot of women that are hurting as well as men, but specifically right now, my queen, minister to the women of God, the mothers that have no help, Let the Holy Spirit lead you to talk to the nations, my queen.
There is a help that stands, that's there with us. And I want to encourage each woman, as I'm being led to do, each woman that is out there, and you have said, I won't get bitter, but I'll get better. I'll stand and I will learn to do the things of God. There is a place that we can learn to do the will of God. David asked God to teach him his statutes. Be encouraged today and still away in the Holy Ghost. Ask him to teach you his statutes. I sense the love of God for each person, each woman, every man, every child, every boy and girl. Your children will not be lost, for there is a decree, there's a law that blesses our children and our children's children. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Be not discouraged or be not dismayed, for though it looks that our children may seem to have wandered because they did not understand our walk or they did not understand our belief, because we have put faith in them, because we have stood by faith and walked by faith, they have seen it, and they will see that God has everything that you have already decreed. It will manifest. It is manifesting even now, and that their faith is being brought to even what you've shown them. And they're learning God the way they need to learn God for themselves. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. That's all I sense to say is be encouraged.
Yes.
There is a scripture that says that you are not without a God. We've seemed and thought that we were all alone, but we are not all alone. You are not without a God who loves you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus loves us. You were saying something, honey?
No, I'm agreeing with you, baby.
Jesus loves us, and he loves us enough to stand with us and constantly make intercession for us.
Yes, he does.
If you know not how to pray, the scripture, as we were just hearing, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it to us liberally. That means freely. He will give it to us. He will give us all the things we need to walk. And wisdom sometimes seems to us that it has to be some big thing, but wisdom is a small thing. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Help us to fear the Lord like we're supposed to, knowing that God, he loves us enough. That's enough. Because we as parents know how we love our children.
Yes, yes.
God loves you. Hallelujah. That's what I sense, Robin, that God loves us. Hallelujah.
You know, hallelujah. This dear sister, my queen, called in, and to me, one person is a nation. You know,
yes,
when God
yes.
spoke to Abraham and told Abraham how he was going to make him the father, a father of many nations, and his
yes.
descendants would be as the stars. And, you know, I told you this from the first day I began to preach, I've always looked at one person as a nation because we are. And
yes.
this precious sister, I believe you're still with us, woman of God.
Yes, I'm
us.
Still here.
Wonderful. And she represents a nation of women.
Yes.
And... the prophet
Lord.
Elijah went to Sarephath.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
And told the widow woman, bake me a cake
yes.
first. See, anybody that claims to be a prophet and wants you to believe that you ought to give them money just to receive a miracle, send them to me.
Yes.
Because that's not the word of God. A true prophet only wants one thing. They only have one request. Notice he said, bake me a cake first. He was coming to that woman as, believe it or not, God.
Yes.
In God's stead. Not the prophet, but who he represents. And he was saying, put God first. If y'all believe that, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Put God first. In other words, when you put God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his what? Righteousness.
Righteousness.
And his righteousness and all these things, what things? That the Gentiles see?
Yes.
Matthew 6, he tells you that the Gentiles seek only the material. The prophet was teaching that woman, if you put God first, he'd give you that and much, much more.
Yes.
And this is what we've seen. I bless God for you, sister. Stay with us, and we will be right back. Anything on your heart before we take a break?
I'm just happy to be with you, to hear the real word of God, you know, because just like you were just saying, I have been, you know, in places and, you know, heard different prophets and this and that, you know, asking for money and this and that. And I'm just happy to be with a real prophet.
Glory.
And a real queen.
Yes.
Because God knows what we need and he knows when we need it. And I'm just thankful for the connection.
Amen. Glory to God.
Honey, this is a true covenant, isn't it, baby?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We thank God for true covenant. Bless you, Jesus.
And we give God the glory. That's awesome. I gave you the information. We got a little ways to go, but God is connecting partners with us that's going to be in the school of prophets and a school of prayers, and we're going to get this thing right. We ain't worried about money because money is not an issue in the kingdom of God's economy. Stay with us, and we'll be right back. I love it.
Amen.
Mother, how long have you been dealing with this?
Since 1993.
You've been dealing with this since 1993. Do you believe God is able to make your legs normal? Hear my words that I speak to you. You are whole. The curse is broken. Yes. And you know what? Even in your memory, in your mind, a portion of your mind has been damaged.
I've had six jokes, and the last one was more damaged than the other. The last was in 2008. And I wasn't able to talk too good or walk or move like I have been. So, yes, I have been affected.
Did y'all hear? Do you see the operation of the gifts?
Yes.
We're not supposed to marvel at that. That's what they did wrong. They marveled at something that is normal. Heaven on earth. When I said to her, you are whole, she received it. And then I saw the number six, but I didn't say it. I said, you have received damage. But let me tell you something about the six. God made man on one day.
Yes, he did.
The number six means dominion. Say this, I take dominion
over this condition.
And I take up my bed.
And I take up my bed.
Which is my affliction. Which that which ails my body.
I am.
Now.
Whole.
You're whole. Now, I need you to do something as an act of faith. I need you to come to me. Jesus would help. By the hand. I take you by the hand. I need you to come to me. And your ankle bones receive strength. Now, look at me. And I have nothing to give you but Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? I only have Jesus to give you. He is your Savior. He is your Lord. And by his death, he took this condition to the cross. And so you stand up straight and look not on me, but look on the words that I say. Jesus made you whole. And for every stroke, I need you to walk. I need you to walk. Say, Jesus, six. I got you. Now look, she walked six times. And then she went back. Now watch this. Because you trust God.
Yes, I do.
And you took six steps.
Yes, I do.
Do you know what I saw? I saw a mist go out of the back of your head, out of that door, underneath. The effects of the stroke is gone.
Love Talk Radio.
Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Love Talk Radio.
Say blood, say blood, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the morning, in the noonday, in the evening, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I bless God, and I'm telling you all that are listening right now to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Prophet and Seer Roderick, along with my Queen Katrina. Listen, all things are possible. I have another caller here. It's a 773 number. Let me bring this dear person in. God bless you. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. God bless you. You're on the air.
Praise God. I was listening, and I wanted to say I was enjoying the program and your forum, how you have it set up. But I also wanted to mention the fact that, you know, when you were talking about bitterness, things happen not to make you bitter, but a lot of times just to make you better.
Yes.
And I have a prophetic call on my life. And in the past 2 years, I have really went through, I would say, hell.
Yes.
And the people that rose up against me was my family. We all live in the same building. I own the building. I lost my job, which I had for 15 years. And they just begin to, and my family had never acted like this before, but it was just like a straight betrayal, and people that my close sisters were doing things to me. And I'm like, oh my God, Lord, where is all this coming from? And I got to a point where I almost wanted to just give up and throw in the towel, but I knew that wasn't what God wanted me to do. And also, I knew that I couldn't get angry with people. They even started to take things out of my house. I couldn't get angry with people to the point where there was no forgiveness. Because if I couldn't forgive them, I knew that God would not forgive me, you know, and he would not be merciful to me. And I could have went on and stayed in bitterness, but that wasn't what God was doing. I knew that what I was going through was to make me better, and I knew that it was a process.
Yes.
It was killing me on the inside, and it was days, and I just could not understand, and even now, it's still residue of things, but God has grown me up in this situation, and I just thank him and give him the glory, because if I did not know God, if I did not know he was on my side, I couldn't have undergone what I went through and be in the mind frame that I am in today. So I thank God that I did not take that attitude of bitterness, because there was so much done to me. Oh, my God, somebody else may not have been able to stand what I went through. And I'm like, oh, my God, is this what I have to go through? You know, and I just thank God that I knew him in the midst of it.
You know, you bless my heart. I can, as you were talking, my spirit began to pray with your spirit. And
yes,
the word of the Lord that he gave me, can I read this to you? This
yes.
is going to bless your spirit. And I want you to remember this. This is in the book of James, and this is the first chapter, and this is what I heard in my spirit. So I began to turn my Bible, because I wanted to read this to you, because the compassion of the Lord is in us, and me and my queen, we ask God to always reveal to us what to say to people. Now, I'm going to start in the Amplified Bible verse 9. I want to read that. Yes, verse 9 of James, the first chapter. Listen to this. Let me read this and speak this in your spirit.
Yeah.
Let the brother in humble circumstances, the brother or sister, glory in his or her elevation. As a Christian called to the true riches and to be an heir of God. Verse 10, and the rich person ought to glory in being humbled by being shown his human frailty, because like the flower of the grass, he will pass away. Now watch this, verse 11. For the sun comes up with a scorching heat and parches the grass. Its flower falls off and its beauty fades away. Even so will the rich man wither and die in the midst of his pursuits. Now watch this. This is the person that doesn't pursue God but have wealth. Watch this. Verse 12, lastly, blessed or happy to be envied is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test, glory to God, and been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. And let no man, I have to read this, verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted from God. For God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. I read that to bless you because what I sense in my spirit, that sometimes we can become weary in well-doing. And earlier, I don't know whether you caught the earlier part of the broadcast. I've been teaching every day, me and my queen, on the spirit of unbelief, how to pray without doubt. And hopefully tomorrow I'm going to have to get into the hindrances of faith. But I will say to you, yes, the spirit and the anointing of a prophet is on you. I heard it in the inner man of your being. I will say to you that God is testing and allowing your faith in him to be tried. Anything that's worth something is worth being tried. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to exhort you to be strengthened, encouraged, and know that God is with you and he loves you. And I pray right now that there be a great, I see a desert and I also see tropical in the desert. I see the Lord causing your desert to become a desert. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And so you be blessed, my dear sister. I just pray that you will covenant with this ministry in prayer with no obligations, just covenant. Now, everybody, this is my teaching. I'm not going to help folk obey God. I'm going to give them the word and teach people how to follow God when it comes to giving, how to follow God, because I don't want to be the voice of God that's prompting people to do something that the word already told you to do. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
My job is to get people into prayer. My job is to get people to get a breakthrough in their lives. I sense such, I see a male child. I don't know whether this male child is I sense it's not a child as in a little baby, but I see a male comes
mm-hmm.
before my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a hand reaching inside of a lion's mouth and pulling this young man out. Huh. So I'm going to ask God, I'm going to be praying on you. What's your first name?
Yavette.
Yavette. I'm going to be praying because there's going to be a great deliverance concerning you and who
Glory.
You know. Do you hear me, prophet?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, yes. So we
yes,
thank God for you. Anything else on your heart?
Well, not much. You know, I'm just like you said, the great deliverance. I'm looking to step into a job any day now that a lot of people are saying that, oh, they're not hiring right now or whatever. I'm going in. The job is mine.
You're
also,
in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. You sent out that word.
Yes. I'm also looking for a settlement to drop. I'm behind in my mortgage. But God has kept me. I don't even have an income anymore. My unemployment has ran out. But God has been good to me. I've been through hell, but even in the midst of the hell, God kept me. He's been good to me. People that are right here in the midst with me here in this building, and they're those are the ones that came up against me, and we're all in the same place together, and the Lord has yet kept me here. I promise you, it's one thing to be in the midst of your enemies, and your enemies is your blood.
Yeah, yeah.
I praise God, though.
Huh. Yeah.
I praise God. It's been so good to me.
My
now,
God.
I don't have an income. I don't have nothing coming in here. My mortgage is $1,800 a month. I praise God because I know what he's capable of, and I know who he is, and he's kept me. I still have a car note. I still have other bills. And I still have my car. The car note, I had to do a bankruptcy. That bankruptcy, he makes sure every month that bankruptcy bill gets paid. He makes sure the lights have never went off, the gas has never went off, the water is still on. Every need that I have, he has met. I may have been a trickle down to downscaled a whole lot, but God has been good to me, and that's all I can say. He's been good. He's kept me even when my heart was broken in 1,000 pieces. He even worked that out. God is good.
Mm-hmm. I want to say something to you. My queen, are you there?
Yes. I am here.
There is an anointing. We know what it is to give up several hundreds of thousands of dollars home. God said, pack up, and we gave away, I mean, expensive furniture. But it's not even to be compared to where God is taking us. And he said, go to Indianapolis. We were in Chicago. And do you not know, I was teaching the people, and I want to say this. We have to learn how to suffer in style.
Ooh, glory.
Because when we suffer in style, you remember Jesus told the people, he said, he told his disciples, when you fast and pray, don't do like the Sadducees. Don't do like the religious folk. He said, anoint your head and wash your face.
Yeah.
And some people have people washing their face and anointing their head. But God said, listen, don't appear to men to be fasting because God, who sees in secret, shall reward thee openly. See, you're in, here's a Proverbs 25:2. It is the glory of God, listen, prophet, to conceal the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it is the honor of kings to search it out.
Yeah.
The position you're in right now, been there, done that, me and my queen, let me tell you something. It's not for all of those who are around you. It's for you. Because God, because of your prayer, because of your faith, because of your testimony, he got you in a spiritual gym exercising, building those muscles of faith because something supernatural is going to happen to you within hours. I want you to hear me. Supernaturally, it's going to happen within hours. And you prepare yourself and make sure that you forgive. Make sure, I'm not saying just forgive according to the word, but get it according to the principles of the word. And forgive and set them free and hold them not against. Don't hold them in a prison to what they've done to you, okay?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do it to you. They did it unto the Lord. And make sure that there's no blood on your hands. I'll tell anybody that. A pastor, prophet, or whoever. It is my office. It is my job. It's not a title. Remember that. It's an anointing. And woman, you get ready. And I hear a voice saying, shout now. Don't wait till this battle is over. You can shout now. And I heard the word hallelujah to the Lord, to God, to Yah, to his name. I want you to know that he's not only going to cause you to ride upon the high place. And listen, and the only rebuke I have for you is you've allowed your love to be abused, and you've allowed your love And I have to rebuke you in love, because open rebuke is better, a glory, than secret love. But I feel the glory of God to tell you that he loves you, and that I exhort you not to feel ashamed, not to feel broken down, that is to say in your mind, but lift up your head, O ye gates, and worship God, because the day is a new day for you. Praise the Lord God. My queen, anything that's in your spirit, go ahead, baby.
I am excited about what is happening. God is, there's a great gathering happening.
Yes.
And God is calling his people together.
Yes, Lord.
To win the world. The prophets have been done wrong. But you said earlier that it was because God was equipping us. He did.
Yes.
You said that God was giving us endurance.
Yes.
And the endurance is, don't we don't get endurance from having it all. But it's
exactly.
Because amen, you were saying that there was it was there because of the prayer. But the enemy wants us to be anxious.
Yes.
Now you see how the word has gone out. And it's come back today as soon as you sent it out. Woman of God, be encouraged, because the very things that you have become the enemy tried to make you anxious for, God sent someone to say no. See, we have faith one to another.
Come on, baby.
Man.
You're in prayer and constant intercession for others. God has someone in prayer and constant intercession for you. We don't have to know each other in the natural to
Amen.
Intercede for one another.
That's right.
God has called a great ingathering, and it's for such a glorious time. Be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Yes.
I believe that as men and women of God, and I know it from our own examples and our own lifestyle, that, yes, you come into situations where it seems like your very best friend becomes your very worst enemy.
Yes.
My God.
But you know what? They're onlookers, and they're sitting at the table that was prepared for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? When they're there at that table, they're still going to eat.
That's right.
They're still going to eat at the master's table with us.
That's right.
You know,
your
it is such a,
go ahead.
It is so powerful, my queen, what you're saying. You know, it is written that even the dogs eat from the master's table. And so many people think that table is just for them.
Yeah.
Praise God. God is a God of love. I have our sister, my dear sister, woman of God, that has experienced the same thing. Are you still there? 757 every cold. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Isn't this amazing? God is. Can I tell y'all, three women of God and thousands that are listening, I'm telling
yes.
you, we're getting people from even other countries that are listening to what God is doing. Let me tell y'all something. I just saw a bunch of houses come out of heaven on earth. And while everybody was, while you all were ministering, in my spirit, I said, God, what is this? He just told me, I want everyone to hear this, and I want you to get it, because get ready. Get ready. If you have a note, a bill due, get it out right now. Put it on your kitchen table. I want you to hear this. I saw millions of homes coming out of the sky. What are you saying, God, to me?
Jesus.
He spoke to me and said for me this night to tell everyone that is listening. God says, I am the Lord your God. I am your mortgage. I am your bills due. I am God. See to it that you trust me. In the next 72 hours, I'm going to show you a mystery. I'm going to show you that I really care for you. Some
yes.
of my people think I am not in touch with their natural lives. Some of my people think that I don't feel your natural lives, your obligations, your notes. But I'm going to show my people within 72 hours I'm going to show you that I am a God with compassion, and I feel your pain, I feel your hurt, and I'm going to even show the wicked that I care for the poor. Praise God. Some of my churches have not done just. They have not fed me, saith God. They have not gave me to drink, saith God. They have not clothed me, as some of my people have even used that to prosper from the poor. But I'm going to burst through and let the heavens know, and let the earth know, and let the wicked know that I care for my people. Y'all get ready to have, we're going to have our mortgages paid in full. Something is even coming in the spirit realm, and it's going to shock the nations.
Clearly. Yes, Lord.
Father, I think we ought to just praise God just for a moment. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Somebody get on the phone and call a friend you know that's hurting, that need their mortgages paid. I only got 4 minutes, and we've extended the time to 90 minutes. And praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m., we're going to be back on. You that are listening right now, I promise you, some of you going to go and check your mail, and you're going to start shouting right in the street. Glory to
God.
I am God, he says, and I'm going to show my people I love them.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship. Hallelujah.9 minutes, and I thank you all for calling in. I thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for us, me and my wife, our ministry, the ministry of Jesus in us, and we'll pray for you, the ministry of the Lord in you all, and continue to be with us. We're on every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Continue to pray for us. Hold up our ministry, Living Life World Ministries, the Schools of Prophets, the Schools of Prayer, and pray for us, oh God. And we are praying for you all. Oh, we are so happy, aren't we, Queen?
Yes,
yes, we are. We're so happy.
Go ahead.
Prophet.
Yes.
The Lord said the overflow is coming.
Hallelujah. I receive.
God said he has picked out a certain people for this ministry. But the overflow is soon to come.
Oh, God.
Oh. They're coming from all over. Every nation of people will be a part of this ministry. From all walks of life, they're coming.
Yes, yes.
God said every prayer that you have brought before him, it will be answered. The way has been made clear.
Speak, Lord. That's so true.
And elevation is coming to you and your wife.
Yes, yes.
Yes, God. Thank you. Because you have been equipped, both of y'all have been equipped for this journey.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, God. My God, I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And your prayers have not been in vain. God said he's heard your prayer. He's heard your cry. He said he's coming to your rescue speedily.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Everything that you got before him, it shall be taken care of.
My God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I hear you, Lord.
God said the time is now. Because of your humbleness, my God. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
New levels, higher heights, and deeper depths. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. My God, I thank you. For your glory, God.
For
your
glory.
Ooh, Lord, thank you. Hiya, boss, the case, the bullshit. Lord, thank you. You should give me
shit. Oh, yes, Lord.
God is even going to open up some doors for y'all to travel. God says, when the assignment comes, he said, just go. He said, everything shall be laid out for thee. It will not be a financial burden for y'all to go. My king and my queen, he said, the carpet shall be laid out for you. From my table, the table that I have prepared for thee,
Hallelujah.
Everybody that comes in contact with you shall be blessed.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Jesus, because your footsteps are blessed. Your hands are blessed. He comes and support you.
Who can bear it? Oh, God.
My God. And the place where you're at, that's just a stepping ground to where I'm taking you. That's just a stepping ground. And you even have a couple of ministry.
Yes.
For couples.
Yes.
Oh,
this
God.
This is God.
Yes. Glory.
Mama. Hey.
Yes, God.
This is God.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
We've heard His word, honey. We heard such tangible words, confirmation.
Yes. Glory to God.
And now we're in manifestations of that which He's spoken. This woman of God has never met us. And
no.
We know. Anything in your heart, my queen.
I want you all to feel free. As Roderick began to give out the P.O. box or the email address, the RO network at live.com, email us. Hallelujah. Our P.O. box is P.O. box 24314, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46224.
Yes.
And God, please, if there is a word, especially before this broadcast goes off, the phone number to contact us personally is 317-847-4126. For the Holy Spirit is moving, and we never, ever want to stunt what He is doing.
Never.
We don't want
never.
Any break. Holy Spirit has His way.
Talk, baby. Hallelujah.
We are basking in what He is saying. Hallelujah. Yes, we are basking in what the Holy Spirit is saying, and His order is so great to everything that you all were speaking. The Holy Spirit was allowing me to write it and keep up with it. Now we know that that's the Holy Spirit when the Scripture says the pen of a ready writer. That's the Holy Spirit when I can catch everything that you're saying.
We
thank God for this. This is beautiful. This is the Spirit of God, and we thank God for it. And may God restore the person that has been given out.
Yes, my queen. And around the world, God is, it's like every midwife and prophet, the women of God, and even when I told you, God showed me your staff, and He showed me promoting your books and the things that He's given you. And we're in the studio working on our first worship CD.
Yes.
We've been in the background for years with others and promoting others. God has released, and as this woman began to talk, isn't her mannerism like all the powerful women of God that's in our life as far as Africa, all over?
Yes.
It's just almost they talk just alike. And
yes,
prophet, woman of God, it is so important that we connect and that we will ask you. Actually, we went over the timing, which we don't care because when God moves, we move. But stay in contact with us so we can connect information because we salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, prophet, and speaking those things that we know there's no way you can know but by the Holy Spirit. We say blessings upon you.
Yes.
Did she get slayed in the spirit, prophet? Is she still there? She may be under the anointing.
Yes.
We ask God to bless the virtue.
Yes, Jesus.
And restore the virtue in this woman of God.
Yes.
As she began to prophesy and speak by the word of knowledge, we ask you to restore her in her innermost being. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you all. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we are blessed in the city.
Yes.
We're blessed in the field.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Love you, honey.
I love you, honey.
Okay. God bless.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low.
Body great. Body great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater,
no. Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.